Did you say Aaron? Hey, Aaron, my name's Todd Schaefer. So I issued a policy last week with an effective date of February 11th, and I just got an email from the gal saying they moved up her close date to February 7th, and I'm not quite sure what to do about that. Okay. So which do you recommend? It doesn't matter to me, I guess. I think I would rather just have you change the effective date because then they already have that deck page. I mean, I could send them the new deck page with it. They already have everything. That seems easiest to me if that's all right with you. Seven two zero five HR 086933. Yes. Yeah, let me actually double check her text. Never heard of that. Where is it? I'm closing on 2/7, Monday. All right, yep, that's it. If we could change it to that. Okay, so when will I be able to get the deck page? Okay. So click on the policy link.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I see that. Okay. So I see all these view and prints. Which one do I click on? I see decoration, but that was print date of the 28th of December. How do I do that? Hold on. So I do see it says canceled in the thing now. So I went back and I'm in the policy summary. You're saying go down to the transaction ID that starts with 16512. Oh, wait, there's another one underneath that says policy pending transaction, and it says rewrite full term.
All right, cool.
Which I did, so now I'm downloading it right now. Let me just get it. I'm just looking at it real quick. Issued. Oh, policy period. All right, cool. Says the 7th. I really appreciate your help. Thank you so much. All right, have a good day. Bye.